So I was kind of thinking, there we go, it's working. So I am on the schedule to do sermon in April. So I thought, last Sunday, thought, thank you, Lord. You know, giving me something. I just knew it was from God. I mean, when God talks to us, you know, and speaks to us and answers our prayers, we kind of know that we know that we know. You know, I am all, you know, of the belief that I have a cell phone here somewhere. I'd like to pray to God and have the phone ring and go, yes, God, thank you, Lord. That's exactly what I wanted, Lord. You know, you answered it just the way I wanted. And the truth is, how many times does God do that? You know, he doesn't call us back. And a lot of times, not exactly what I had planned. So I had planned, you know, trust in me. I had plenty of time to prepare, and I thought it was wonderful. And you, if you were here last week, you got a piece of that, because I told you if you want to slow your life down, and all grandparents, you know, even parents to some degree, but I think grandparents, it's this odd, odd thing, being one, slow life down, hold on to your grandchild for a moment. Everything slows down, and everything becomes clearer. So there I am last week, sitting there thinking I have all kinds of time, and then this happened, right? So I said, okay, 8 p.m. last night, I start typing it up, and we have two computers, Apple or a Mac or whatever it is, and the real computers that I'm used to, Microsoft and all that stuff, and Carol's an Apple person, and so I'm on the old one, and I get, you know, most of it done. I said, well, I'll print this up because it's always fun to print it and then read it later and all that, and I go to print it, and first the printer says it's out of ink, and so that's not nice, dried up from sitting there probably, and then it doesn't get used much. And then I said, well, I'll just email it. And then this old clunker says to me that it doesn't have an email, something or other, Don, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't email. So I'm thinking, oh, great. Carol says, oh, we take a picture of it, screenshot, do this, do that, and all those kinds of things. Carol, believe it or not, is a little more computer savvy than I. I come from the older world. Computers still amaze me. It's amazing how it works. I was amazed when they took, you know, from vinyl and put it on 8 tracks, you know, 8 tracks. You guys know 8 tracks? And then cassettes and then discs and then now it's through the air. I was always amazed. And partly because I'm a little mechanical, I like to understand things, right? A lot of people just accept that it does. Yesterday, Carol's, you know, at the doing something, and she's streaming music to her phone and streaming it back to the speaker, and it kind of drops in and drops out. And she says, "I'm so mad at this, and I'm still amazed." She says, "Why does it do this?" I don't know. I'm amazed it works at all. You know, wrong guy. I'm amazed it works at all. It shouldn't work. It doesn't make sense. But if you know, it, almost you have to accept it. So all kinds of computer problems. That didn't work. I thought, oh, God, Lord, Lord. So 10 o'clock last night, I finished typing up, so we'll figure it out. I get up this morning and start working on it, start typing it. And so computer not working, can't print it, can't email it, maybe take screenshots. And the power blinks. And guess what I hadn't done? Anybody want to guess what I hadn't done? So at that point, the irony of the whole thing, you know, hit me. And it was, you know, trust in me, right? Really? You know, I say, okay. And Carol had maybe said it from upstairs while she was watching the Olympics a couple times. Are you trusting God? And I'm there. Yeah, honey. I'm trusting that he's given me the skill to be able to do this, and it's not working. You know. So here I am. I stand before you with, you know, at home on a computer, a fairly long written piece. And now I'm going to stand here and do something that I have challenged, quite honestly, many preachers to do on occasions, and I've done it to Ron. And I've said, you know what's interesting? And somebody talked about it way back when, is when you prepare a sermon and you know what you want to say on it and you rip it up, you throw it away, and then just let the Holy Spirit do his thing, you know. And standing here today, that's not such a good idea. It's really, you know, Holy Spirit, do his thing. But the truth is it is, because I can see the, you know, the Holy Spirit's hand working in it. So, last song. So if you bring that up. So no kind of preparation. You know, Carol, be honest with you, Carol was panicking this morning because the three or four of them weren't going to have Ron here to, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, three or four of you are missing Ron, and I'm, you know, I'm missing Ron too. So, yeah, just pop it up over there too so everybody can see it. It just, you know, tears at my heart all the time. So trust in the Lord, and I'm going to give you some other words here, and it is relationship, expectations, trust, Holy Spirit, and love. And I said a minute ago, the branches of the tree, those are the branches and things I hope to tie in today and bring in to the root of what it all, and the root of it all is trust in me. And it's trust me. And, you know, never once did I ever walk alone. Never once did you leave me on my own or on our own. And you are faithful. God, you are faithful. God is faithful, you know, all the time, always, and forever. So last Sunday, here, family, carol singing. I have Wesley, and I'm singing and holding on. And he's having, you know, Wesley is a very good child. Grandchild, anyway, and he's having a very good day, and I, you know, I'm doing my thing, and I'm singing, and I look down, and there's Wesley in my arms, and he's just looking up at Grandpa, you know, trying not to choke, you know, he's looking up at Grandpa with just that look, right, that total and unadulterated, uncontrollable love, trust in me. It's all he knows, right? It's all he knows. I feed him, I take care of him, he looks at me, he sees Grandpa who sings to him, puts him to sleep, he can smell my breath, he can see my face, you know, he's just in love with me, and I am in love with him, and he trusts me completely, and he trusts right now that everything I do and say to him is for his greater good, right? He just does that. There'll be a day when, there'll be a day when I say, no, watch out. Will he at that same point, you know, will he at that same point believe that what I'm doing is, you know, in his best interest for the best of him? No, you can't have candy. So be careful of that glass. Don't pull the dog's tail. You know, Chris, we have all kinds of conversations. You know, when he was younger laying there, because he was at one point looking up at me like every one of us did, you know, at some point in our life, we were sitting there looking up at somebody and had this total, you know, no heart, no, whatever the term is, just complete and honest trust of the person that we're looking at. And over time, that wears down, and it gets chipped away at. And we get to Chris, where sometimes he's sure that what I'm telling him is not in his best interest, right? He's positive, I will guarantee you that. As we got older, you know, everybody says it. It's that age-old thing. You know, I didn't realize how smart my parents were until I got older and was a parent. Until then, I thought, you know, they don't have a clue about life. And so trust in me. Carol and I, you know, we're animal lovers, and we love all animals, and we have dogs, and they're the strangest thing. They all, you know, we are all unique, and we're all unique because of our soul and creation of God and all of those things. And I believe, you know, dogs are too. They're all unique. We have these four dogs that are all very different, but every one of them has an unbelievable trust in us. They don't care where we live, how good our house is, what kind of car we drive, what's going on in life today, all the craziness in politics, all of the things that drag us down every day. They sit there looking at us, waiting for us, you know, looking. I caught Manny doing it. Manny's one of my dogs. I look down at Manny, and Manny's just looking up at me. You know, just that pure thing. We get pulled down. We get pulled down on a regular basis, and it wears us down. And the only thing that keeps us up and lifts us up is what we're doing here today. And it's that fellowship thing, walking in Christ, with Christ. I'll tell you, you know, having been in and out of churches and changing churches, it's a tough walk alone. It's a tough walk alone. It's why we have things, grief share and all of those other things. And it's why we have relationships. We don't just come here, you know, to hear the word of God. I do believe that we come here to hear the word of God. I don't believe it's the only reason we come. We have friends here. We fellowship here. We touch one another here. We feel that love here with one another. One of the pastors that in my past used to say, there's probably no sermon somebody can give or no scripture somebody can talk about that you haven't at least heard something about it before, right? You've heard something about it before. And how do you make it new and different and all that stuff is always a challenge. But the truth is, one of the things he said, we leak. You know, we leak. And not only do we leak because we get holes poked in us every single day. There's all kinds of things out there that are waiting to poke holes in us. And I will, in my life, personally, and you'll probably all nod your head, I am closest to my Lord and Savior when I am in the most trouble in my life. It's when I depend on him the most. And I think, you know, sometimes that's not such a good thing, because we should be sharing in all the wonderful stuff too, because God is, you know, the creator of all things good, and all of that stuff. And he loves sharing in that. I sort of grew up in this different theological world. And one of the things was God was there when you call on him, right? That's really what it was, you know. If you need God, you know, I go with church prayer, or I go to and ask a prayer to pray, a pastor to pray for me, or something like that. The whole concept of, you know, the Holy Spirit in our lives, every day, every moment, no matter what you're doing, is there, was very difficult. You know, we live in I am a mechanical person, and I like to figure things out. So try to figure that out. You know, I made fun one time when I was up here doing the sermon that, you know, today I was going to, answer the question of why bad things happen to good people. Doesn't everybody want to know that? Why do bad things happen to good people? Boy, that's way above me. And, you know, there's a lot of scripture and a lot of teaching and all of that kind of stuff. But the truth is, no matter what happens to us, no matter where we are, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is in our lives, right? He's in our lives. So I want to throw up a couple of scriptures, and I'll work those in a little bit. So the first one is Romans 5:2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Next one is Romans 8:2. So, trust in him. Trust in me. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Next one. Do not be anxious. Here's the toughest one, right? Here's the toughest one. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You know, how often, you know, I can't even tell you how many times in my life I've been doing something silly and not be able to find something, fix something, too many times to even begin to explain that I've sort of stopped, thrown my hands up, and I said, God, you God, oh God, oh God. And I found that tool, I fixed that thing, that piece came apart and all that kind of stuff. And I can tell you sometimes I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't recognize that as a miracle and an answered prayer. Because I believe it happens in everybody's life every day. Everybody's life every day. And the most difficult piece of being a Christian and being in the walk is figuring out and understanding that, you know, we are like Christopher is, or like Wesley will be someday, or my grandson Gavin is now. I will tell him something he doesn't want to hear. Or it'll be in some situation that'll be very different than what his expectation is, and he will question my love for him. I love that, Rob, this morning. You know, he'll question my love for him, because he will, from his understanding, where he stands that day, and what he knows, Christopher, today, he will question my love for him, and my trust, you know, my trust will be affected. And I believe there are days when I stand there and there's a song, and I can never quite remember the words, but it's about the nails, you know, in his hand, and realizing that, you know, I helped put those there. And there are days when, you know, I may pound them in a little bit further, and it's kind of painful to say, but it's sort of the truth of our walk. You know, we are human. We live in this human world. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Next one and last one, or the last scripture, is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, right? How many times does, you know, like I said earlier, when the phone rings and I say, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer just exactly the way I wanted it, you know? Probably not all that many. God answers prayers, I believe. He doesn't, I believe, not some prayers. I believe God answers every prayer, all the time. Just sometimes not within our grasp. you know, Christopher will never understand, or will not understand for years, why, you know, he can't have candy just before going to bed, or why, you know, pulling the dog's tail, you know, is not such a good thing because it seems fun, or on, and he still pulls the dog's tail. So one of the things I want to do, and I was going to do it later, but I thought I'd do it now, and then I'll do a little piece of a closing thing. But the Apostles' Creed. So one of the things I caught this once on some TV show, and somebody asked an author, autobiography maybe, you know, what was the most important thing about writing this book? And the author said, I learned who I was. I learned who I was. You know, never mind selling millions, all that stuff. He said, I learned who I was. I always say, and I think I've said it before, you know, one of the interesting things about doing something like this and talking about your faith in front of a crowd of people is you learn quite a bit more about yourself. And, you know, understanding yourself. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I almost played a couple of videos, and one of them was from Duck Dynasty, where the old guy gets up, what's his name? Phil gets up and says, you know, look at me standing here in front of you. Here I am, you know, you probably wouldn't guess it, but I'm a multimillionaire. I can have anything I want, and I can do all these things, and I've, you know, big, huge success. And he said, you want to know what? None of that matters. Nothing matters. Like, you know, I like how he, none of that matters. Because I'm going to die like all of you are going to die. And I'm going to sin like all of you, you know. And he went on and on and on. You can see where he goes with that. And, you know, at the end, what is it that, you know, binds us together and that, you know, keeps our walk straight as it can be, because it can't. So stand up for a minute. I'll have you stand up and get a little air and breathe and all of that good stuff and join me. So, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thenceforth, he shall come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You can be seated. So, I've said before, you know, I have these I believe statements. You know, certain things I believe and I hold on to tightly. And in probably the most important belief statement I have is that statement there. You know, I don't know if I told you this before. Some of you may have been here or not, but I was used to have a job. I traveled a lot, and public radio was doing this thing where they were putting pieces on into the Smithsonian, and you'd call up and say, I believe. And some people would call up and say, you know, I believe blue is the most, you know, amazing color. And that would go into the Smithsonian in this whole thing. And I was riding home one day and I heard, you know, the most wonderful rendition of this. Somebody got on and said, I believe, and I believe, and I believe, and I know, and I believe that the power of prayer isn't in the words that we say, because words are just words, right? The power of prayer is in the feeling that goes on inside of me, that love that I have. It is that, you know, the root of all is trust in him. It is that looking down at Wesley and seeing him looking up, because I knew at that very moment, you were all still here, you know, and the singing was still going on, but the truth was none of that was happening. I was in the moment, and I caught him looking up me, and he was in the moment, and I'm sure his thoughts were much more simple than mine. You know, much more simple than mine. So I caution us all, and one of the last things I leave today, is I caution us all about getting wrapped up in the complex, right? I go through days and sometimes weeks of getting wrapped up in politics, and then I throw it all out the window, and it's moderation, right? It's moderation. It is, where does it matter, right? Where does it matter? What matters the most? And what drives us? We need to be, we're in the world, you know, that's another one of those, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? And then, God, why are we in this world? You know, what are we supposed to learn? Are we supposed to learn? Are we supposed to, you know, all of that? And I think I said it earlier, I learn the most when I'm in the most trouble. And I believe that our prayer is the most powerful when we pause and we hear our words and we know what it is we're saying and what it is we're asking for. And God speaks back in the most mysterious and amazing ways. Sometimes it's a whisper. You know, I had someone say to me, oh, God's never spoken to me. And we after we got talking, the person kind of realized, you know, God speaks all the time. And I believe God does speak all the time. And it's just, you know, one of the prayers and is that, you know, we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the wisdom to react to God's answers to our prayers. Amen? Amen. So I'd like to close in prayer. And Carol, is the singing group still here? Because I'd love to close with the song that you sang last. Yeah. Can you do that for me? Because we were going to have no closing song, but I'd like to end with that song. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, that we can trust you in all things and that you are gracious and loving and that you want to be with us always, Lord, in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Father, I ask for your forgiveness for those places where I've fallen down in that. And I'm sorry that I minimize you sometimes in my life and that I don't go after you all the time and I don't seek you every day, Lord. I should seek you every day in all things. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And most of all, thank you that you love me and that I can look up at you like Wesley looked up at me and see that Father that loves me endlessly. Father, let not the things around us drag us down this day. The craziness of the world, where we're called to live in and amongst it. We thank you for all of our friends that we're able to share and come together and worship you, Lord. And that we leak, Lord, thing, I ask that you would plug our holes this day and that our cup would run over, Lord, with your grace and your mercy. In your mighty name I pray. Amen. Never one.
Praise you, Jesus. You are faithful, God. Lord, the words are powerful today in the message. And pray, Lord, that you would keep that burned in our heart, that you are with us, that you cherish us, that you adore us, that you will never, ever leave us alone or forsake us, no matter how alone we feel. In the deepest valley, you are there with us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Fellowship Hall, Sunday School, prayer and praise.